Well, John, you played for the Washington football team and the Lions. They have a combined record of, I believe, 2-10, right?
Yes, yes.
My favorite teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Detroit Lions, have a combined record of 2-10.
Not great.
Our next guest's favorite teams are your teams, the Lions, and, of course, his boyhood team, the Washington football team. They are 2-10. So we have 3 2-10ers here right now. Troy Weaver joins us. How you doing?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay, despite our professional football team maladies. It is opening night tonight, as you know, and the big story locally, besides the new floor at the LCA, is Cade Cunningham, and he will not play tonight. Can you shed a little light on when we can expect to see him in the lineup?
Yeah, he's pretty much day-to-day, but we need to get some ramp him up and get some conditioning going, and get him, you know, acclimated to going full speed on 5-on-5. So hopefully we'll get him back sooner than later, but I would anticipate hopefully seeing him when we get back off the road.
Is it weird? I was just mentioning this to Stoney. You guys got the Bulls tonight and then again this weekend. Does it seem weird to open up and have back-to-back games against the same opponent?
Yeah, it's a little different. I kind of they adopted that format somewhat, you know, coming out of the bubble. But, you know, I kind of like it. It's kind of a playoff atmosphere. So looking forward to playing the Bulls back-to-back games.
Troy, what should fans' expectations be for this team? I'm not talking win total, but do you expect you guys to compete for a playoff spot, or is this a year of let's see how the young players get better, and then certain players we'll get into a little bit later. But what are realistic expectations here?
Yeah, we don't – I mean, every season we strive to – continue to move ball forward. We won't put a cap on, you know, expectations or where this team will go. We'll assess it as we go, but we want to continue to get better as a unit, individually, and make sure we're moving this thing in the right direction. You know, competing for a playoff spot, you know, that's something that as the season goes, we'll see how that unfolds, but we won't put a cap and say, you know, on games or where this team can go. We'll see what it morphs into, but we're concentrating on moving the group forward and improving off of, you know, the season we had last year. So making sure we're going in the right direction.
You've built this team, and obviously, we've noted it just a little bit ago. Killian Hayes is the longest tenured Piston, and you drafted him last year, but. As you've continued to build, you've made some moves. Obviously, you get the lottery pick in Cade Cunningham. What excites you most about entering this season?
I'm excited about the roster we have of competitive guys that are selfless and want to play basketball the right way. So we have, you know, plethora of young guys. I mean, 12 guys under 25, and we got some great veterans. So I really like the mix of our team, but really excited about the unit. We're truly a team that will be the greater good of its sum parts. So looking forward to it.
Troy Weaver joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. I don't want to say it's a must year, but a lot of folks were kind of disappointed in Killian's first year, you know, obviously first year playing in this country after being in France. How important is this season for Killian? Are you confident he's going to come through?
Yeah, I mean, you know, of course he had the injuries last year. Mm-hmm. You know, it was tough sledding, you know, coming over from Europe and trying to get going and, you know, without some league and those things. But we're confident that knock on wood, he stays healthy. He'll get his feet under him and get going in the right direction. But I mean, he's just 20 years old. You know, he, Isaiah Stewart, and Cater are 20 year olds. So you have to, you know, exercise a little patience there. But we're excited about where he is now and what's ahead of him. You have to be patient with these young players and coach them up and let them grow. But we're excited about killing.
How much do you look around and you look at your team, especially after a couple of games, you get a chance to see where they are again, you know, in the regular season? And how often or when do you look around to say, you know what, we could add this player? Or are you going to ride with these guys and at the start of the season and just see how it goes?
Yeah. The first pitcher you'll take probably be 25 games to see how we're settling in. And then we'll look at, you know, our strengths and weaknesses, assess that and give it some more time, then come back to it. No, I mean, we're always trying to improve the team without shortcutting it. So there's some things that pop up, some holes that, you know, we need to fill. We'll definitely look at them as the season unfolds.
Who, during training camp and some of the preseason games, exceeded your expectations? Maybe that's not the right phrase, but who really looked good that the fans might say, wow, this guy got much better? Josh Jackson, somebody like that?
Yeah, Josh had a tremendous camp and really improved. I mean, we pretty much got the whole team back. Frank Jackson's really stepped up. Killian's improved. But Sadiq Bey has really made a jump. You know, of course, he was all rookie, but he's really made a jump in his overall game. But we're excited about these guys. But I would say, you know, Sadiq Bey is really, he's really coming on.
Did hanging around the Olympic guys, did that help him a lot?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that always validates you when you can get in the room amongst the, you know, top players in the NBA. So, no, I'm sure that helped his, you know, his confidence, but he's just such a tremendous worker. And he's come back with renewed confidence and he's starting to take off.
How excited are you to see just the whole production tonight? I mean, you got the new floor there at the LCA. You got some new things in the stands. At full complement of fans are available to come. I mean, it seems like it's going to be a great environment with the excitement around the team.
No, I mean, we're excited to have the fans back. Beautiful new floor. Love the floor. The arena's really added some things. So, no, we're excited about tonight. But we're concentrating on that floor and giving the fans something they can be proud of and a team they can cheer for.
We alluded to this earlier. John kind of makes fun of me, but ever since I saw him play in the summer league a few years ago, it was against the Pistons, actually. I've had this. I think Kelly Olynyk is a terrific player, and the fact that you got him, what does he add to this team? For me, it's more. He's so good at spacing the floor and passing the ball.
No, he's a great veteran who's skilled, great IQ. He's equivalent of having a great tight end. You know where he'll be. He's always in the right places. He's skilled. He'll give our young guards someone that they can play to. We're looking forward to what Kelly brings and excited that he's in the Piston uniform now.
Okay, so if he's your tight end, is Isaiah Stewart, Beef Stew, is he your Jansen?
Absolutely, he's a left tackle.
I do want to apologize because my wife went into labor and I wasn't able to make my G League cruise tryout. is it still possible? Is it still the card still on the table for a second opportunity?
Yep, we got the 77 waiting for you.
All right.
Hey, I'm just curious. I know not about the Pistons per se because I don't think you could even talk about it, but. How do you expect the Ben Simmons situation to be resolved?
You said how or when?
Or both, you know, yeah. I Do you anticipate him actually playing for Philly? Are there teams that are really interested in him, or what's going on, do you think?
I mean, that's interesting. You know, it's always tough, you know, when players come back to their team after making demands. But I guess probably after 20, 25 games, they'll make a decision.
I was gonna ask you that. How do you handle situations when you whether you've got a player that's made demands or you've got a guy that it just doesn't seem to fit with the chemistry of the team? How do you approach a situation like that?
I'm from the Joe Gibbs school. We move them on.
I expected as much.
I know. Did you like that they finally honored Sean Taylor on Sunday? Although it was kind of awkward the way they did it, but
yeah, John and I can talk about that later. Now, I mean, I thought Sean Taylor was on his way to becoming
a Hall of Famer.
A Hall of Fame mm-hmm. guy was incredible. I'm happy they honored him. It was kind of awkward how it went down, but what is, you know, tremendous talent. Sad, you know, that he left us so early, but man, was he a big-time football player. I thought the guy was on his way, you know, not only becoming Hall of Fame, but I thought he's on his way to becoming the best player in the NFL.
I don't know that, especially anybody that was
your teammate when it happened.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was my teammate when it happened. That was a part of that organization in that area. Watching Sean from year one to where he was at that time, he was an unbelievable talent and an unbelievable teammate. I know he had gotten a bad rap for some things off the field early on in his career, but I would tell you, I said it at the time, great guy, great dad. Great teammate and just an outstanding football player. And yeah, there's probably some stories that we could share, but we'll get into that off air about how we maybe would have liked to have seen that done.
No, for sure.
Troy, thanks a lot as always. Good luck this season. I'm coming down with my wife tonight, so I don't know if I'll be able to see you from the stands, but I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long time to have a big-time basketball game with fans down there. And I know tickets are still available, I believe. So everybody go down there and see the Pistons. Thanks, Troy. See you soon.
Yep.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. My pleasure. Troy Weaver, general manager of your Detroit Pistons and the Stoney and Jansen program, 97.1 The Ticket.